History is being made at the U.S. Supreme Court as the justices take up the issue of same-sex marriage for the first time. They're hearing two cases, actually. Today's case challenges California's voter-approved ban on gay marriage. Mark Skurdy, a University of Maryland Carey Law professor and attorney at Pess and Katz Law, was a witness at the Supreme Court today, and he joins us now to talk about what he heard and what he saw. Mark, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Good evening, Mary Beth.
I'm gathering that you were there as partly as a professor, but also because your firm happens to handle cases involving same-sex couples.
That's correct. We have many couples that have gotten married, and we advise them on what marriage means in Maryland, and particularly the importance of the two cases before the Supreme Court.
What were your thoughts as you were there today? I know it's very impressive to be inside.
Well, it was amazing. The argument itself was fascinating to hear it live with the justices, to hear the various questions asked by the various justices. I think the issue is going to really be on standing, and that's the right to bring the suit in the very beginning. Because in the state of California, the state chose not to defend Prop 8, Prop 8 being the constitutional amendment, the initiative that was passed and then struck down by the Ninth Circuit. So the justices spent a lot of time on who has the ability to bring this suit, and if they find that there was no standing by the proponents of the initiative, then in essence the circuit court ruling in the Ninth Circuit would remain, and same-sex marriages could begin in California again.
Did you sense from listening to the justices today their hesitancy on about ruling on this issue, about wading into, as I think one justice, maybe it was Kennedy, said, uncharted waters?
Right. With uncharted waters, there could be a cliff or there could be a great horizon on the forefront, as I think it was followed up on. I think they are concerned about the impact of imposing a constitutional ban across the board on all states across the country. So they can decide this case specific to California, which is one of the options, because California gave rights to the people by the Supreme Court, and then it was taken away by this initiative. And I think the justices asked some really intriguing questions about is this a specific class that needs protection, and what harm would it do to allow same-sex couples to marry in the state? And the opponents kept bringing up something called responsible procreation as the purpose of marriage, and that was pretty much answered and defeated in a number of the arguments by Ted Olson during his oral arguments.
I know that from people I've talked with, no one is very good at predicting what the court will do. No matter what they say during the arguments or how they question the attorneys, it's really hard to tell. But a lot of people are speculating at this point that the court, and I think that's how you were indicating as well, will have a more narrow ruling rather than a sweeping ruling.
That's correct. I think that when you combine this case with tomorrow's case on the Defense of Marriage Act, I think it gives indication that the court is going to be looking very carefully at these issues and what impact their ruling is going to have, not just on California, but on the nation as a whole. Because you've got to remember, you have a number of states that ban same-sex marriages, but yet you've got a number of states, 9 and the District of Columbia, that allow for same-sex marriages. So their ruling, if it's narrow and it's specific to California alone, could be how they could get a majority in order to get an opinion passed.
Mark, I would imagine for any attorney, unless one who's been there many, many, many times, it can be very intimidating to argue a case before the Supreme Court. How do you think they did today?
I think all parties did a fantastic job standing up to the justices, the hard questions, the hypotheticals that the justices put out there, and to be able to think on your feet, know the case law, know the briefs, and know the issues. And I think all three of them did a fantastic job. It is intimidating being in front of the Supreme Court with the pressure of just the issues and how serious, particularly the outcome of this case, is going to be.
Real quick, your thoughts on what you saw outside of the court today.
It was huge. I got down there about 5 o'clock this morning to stand in line, and the masses were huge. I saw mostly all supporters with signs and all kinds of banners and support. There were loud cheers when the case was over and we left the courthouse steps. It was a lot of excitement down there.
All right. Mark Skurdy, a University of Maryland Carey Law professor, thank you so much for joining us and talking about what you saw today at the Supreme Court.
Thank you.